You're listening to the audio production of Peace for Each Day by Billy Graham, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tommy Cresswell.
January. January 1st. A new resolution. Consider your ways and build the temple. Haggai 1, 7 and 8. People by nature build, tear down, and rebuild. We build our hopes, get disappointed, and then search for a renewed hope. That is why we are fond of New Year's resolutions. They are very popular in our culture today, though most are seldom kept. We get busy, we forget, we fail. Making resolutions, though, at least forces us into a moment of honesty about our need to change. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves before the Lord. When we do this with sincerity, the Lord reveals where we fall short. This turns us back to God and helps us realize that we are incapable of living lives pleasing to Him apart from His help, day by day, hour by hour. Have you taken inventory lately? Have you considered where you stand with God? As you begin this new year, return to the Lord and consider Him, the one who gives you everything. Consider your ways and build on His foundation. And in this place, the Lord says, I will bring peace. Haggai 2, 9. What is one area you are seeking God's help this year? January 2nd, preparing for the future. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2, 20. It's easy to focus only on physical well-being or emotional happiness as we prepare for the future. It is not necessarily wrong to be concerned about some of these things, but is this all it takes to prepare? The answer is no. Even the securest financial plan and the finest health care aren't enough to hold us steady when the challenges come. Will a full bank account satisfy you when disability takes away your freedom or death robs you of someone you love? Will robust health shield you against the storms of loneliness or grief? We need a solid foundation beneath our lives, a foundation that will give us strength and stability no matter what happens. And the time to build it is now. God does not want us to drift aimlessly through life, desperately seeking happiness and security and peace, but never finding them. Nor does He want us to build our lives on an unstable or impermanent foundation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?